The neighborhoods along the Allegheny River have experienced significant growth, with more businesses, more houses, and more people. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports that uptick in activity has cyclists pushing for safe passage to and from downtown.
It's been 4 years since the city of Pittsburgh installed the Penn Avenue bike lane. It's increasingly popular, says Eric Bohr of Bike Pittsburgh.
But it ends at 16th Street going east. It just randomly and abruptly ends. And so we've been pushing for a connection eastward that we're calling Extend Penn.
At a meeting last week, city officials acknowledged the need to find a solution for cyclists. And Bike Pittsburgh has a suggestion, says Bohr, the Allegheny Riverfront Green Boulevard.
It was a shame that it sort of dropped.
The Green Boulevard was a sweeping $1.5 million plan to rejuvenate neighborhoods along the Allegheny River, from downtown through Highland Park. It mapped out affordable housing, stormwater management, and riverfront zoning efforts. But one of its best-remembered elements is a multi-use trail built parallel to a proposed light rail line. While some of those efforts have come to fruition, the transportation aspect hasn't, says Kryn Saucedo of the Urban Redevelopment Authority.
For me, the biggest lesson coming out of the Green Boulevard plan was site control, site control, site control. If you don't have site control, it's incredibly hard to move a project forward.
The city doesn't own the land, but the Green Boulevard could still work, says Matthew Galuzzo of the Lawrenceville Corporation.
It needs to sort of reemerge as an issue of regional prioritization.
Galuzzo says it's just not clear who would lead that charge. In the meantime, city officials say they hope to present plans for a cycling connection in the fall. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.